Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Sanchita Sharma. I'm the health and science editor with the Hindustan Times. Welcome to my podcast, Healthwise. Each episode will bring you up to speed with the top of the mind health, science, and environment issues. You'll hear experts who will help you better understand policy and decipher jargon, so that you can make the choices that work best for you.
So finally, there's some clarity on how the new coronavirus spreads. Well, it primarily spreads when sick people expel infected respiratory droplets when they cough, sneeze, or speak, and then these are inhaled by others around them. And also now, finally reversing its earlier position, the WHO recently said that airborne transmission of the new coronavirus is possible more so indoors when people are spending extended amounts of time in crowded or poorly ventilated rooms. So over the last 7 months, several outbreaks implicate the role of aerosols, which are tiny droplets, in the spread of infection, which can now, of course, we all know, can be spread by pre-symptomatic people. These are people who are infected but don't have symptoms, and people with very mild disease, people who are asymptomatic, who may not have symptoms at all. So aerosols are very tiny droplets which stay suspended in the air for longer than larger droplets of saliva and virus that, when we cough and sneeze, usually fall down within a 2-meter radius. Aerosols, on the other hand, because they are light and so tiny that they can stay suspended and can travel longer distance than larger droplets of saliva. So now, as the economy opens and people return to work and transportation and other services are set to resume, there's an increasing focus on the need to optimize ventilation and manage indoor airflows to limit the spread of coronavirus disease in closed spaces. This would, of course, include your homes. So what experts say is that remodeling and modifying your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems can actually help lower the risk of infection. So all you have to do is focus on changing the settings or designs of your air conditioning and ventilation, and ensure that you have windows and doors which are left open so that you can have fresh air entering the closed space and stale air being pushed out, either just by opening doors or windows or using exhausts or using your air conditioning, and also using filtration wherever possible. These can actually lower your risk of getting infected indoors. So several outbreak investigation reports have shown that coronavirus disease transmission is particularly efficient in crowded, confined indoor spaces such as workplaces, restaurants, your rooms that you're partying in, shopping centers, dorms, cruise ships, and transports, whether it's buses or using metros, wherever these are possible. In a study of 308 outbreaks in China, transmission in all cases except one occurred in indoor spaces. And this is a published study which found that the only case of outdoor transmission identified was involving two people. So whenever you're looking at one or two people infecting a large number of people, it usually happens in a closed space and close contact, often when people are eating together. So again, studies in the past have shown that the attack rate, which is the percentage of people who get infected in an at-risk population, so the attack rate depends on the amount of time spent indoors. So I'll give you an example. 61 people spending about 2.5 hours in choir practice in Washington in the United States had a high attack rate of 85.2%. So 52 people from the 61 people who were there for choir practice in Washington got infected. Similarly, a call center in South Korea recorded an attack rate of 43.5% among 206 employees. So this kind of indicates that there's extensive transmission in crowded indoor environment. And the risk is also high where you have recirculating air, with where you have central air conditioning, like in airports, in offices. Because we've had two large outbreaks in China that have been linked to recirculating air. And even the air conditioning we use at home can lead to infection. Because in January, there was a study which tracked the source of infection in three families. And they found that 10 people across three families got infected when they had lunch in a restaurant without windows in China. And what interestingly happened was that though their tables were more than a meter apart, those who got infected were along the line of air conditioning airflow. So the airflow from the air conditioner carried the droplets across three tables and led to infection. And the diners in other parts of the same restaurant were not infected. So as you can see, this aerosol can actually travel in air longer distance than the mandated 2 meters of social distancing that we're all supposed to observe to prevent infection. And again, in a 100-minute bus ride with a patient who was infected, 23 out of 67 passengers got infected with coronavirus disease. But interestingly, those sitting next to an open window remained healthy and didn't get infected. With, of course, the exception of the person who was sitting right next to the sick person. So how can we clean indoor air? Well, of course, the easiest way, like I said, is using ensuring that you have fresh air coming in and stale air being pushed out, which can be done using exhausts, which can be done by just throwing open your doors and windows to ensure that you get as much fresh air as possible. But apart from that, there's also filtration, because high efficiency particulate air filters, the HEPA filters as we call, which are used in airplanes and healthcare settings, have been demonstrated to keep out particles of SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is the new coronavirus that causes coronavirus disease. But so far, their role in buildings outside healthcare settings in preventing transmission of infectious diseases has not really been studied so far. But we do have a NASA study which has documented that HEPA filters stopped particles as small as 0.1 microns, which is the approximate size of the new coronavirus. But again, other direct research is limited. So what can you really do in an office setting or at home? Well, you can configure ducted airvac systems to increase the rate of exchange of fresh air so that you actually reduce recirculation. You can enhance the control of airflow by replacing fixed speed fan motors with variable speed ones. You can allow smoother adjustments of airflow by using control systems sensitive to pressure, or you can install high performance air purification systems in your home or office. Your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems can also incorporate ionic purifiers, ozone generators, and other devices which can clean up air. Of course, cheaper options for airflow management involve the use of vertical laminars for slow, steady airflow in a straight path to push out potentially contaminated air. And these are used extensively in hospital ICUs, operation rooms, and even in commercial aircraft to minimize contamination so that the air systems move directly from ceiling to the floor. And other simpler and cheaper changes include installing air curtains and creating overpressure above the suspended ceilings. So at the end of this, what is the takeaway? Well, recirculated air can spread the new coronavirus aerosols through your air conditioning, ventilation and heating systems. And these infected particles can travel longer distance within indoor spaces and infect others. So there's a need to lower risk by increasing the rate of air change, decreasing recirculation of air, and increasing the use of outdoor air whenever possible. Despite these precautions, of course, the risk of transmission in crowded indoor spaces is always higher than outdoors, which makes it really important for all of us to bundle prevention measures such as wearing masks, social distancing, washing hands, and sanitizing indoor spaces. We have to protect ourselves till we get a vaccine. So guys, stay safe.
If you still have any queries or would like me to cover a certain health topic, do feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at Sanchex, that is at SANCHX, or at HT Smartcast. We are available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Until next time,
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT
Smartcast. I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.